Well, hello, good morning. This is Neil and Debbie arriving for our show.
In our sleigh to slay it. Happy Saturday. Radio. This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we
you
don't,
are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky people.
My goodness. Neil, I don't want to be rude. That was a bit over the top. I don't know where I... What's going on here?
Well, it's been some new production made by Sir Neil of Sir Sexton, and I was sort of looking at thinking about Lorraine, and I was going to play you this, Neil.
Oh, yes.
Let the Eurovision Song Contest begin!
Hello, Liverpool! Oh, I still think Lorraine, Euphoria, and the one from the Eurovision with the tippy-tappy nails.
Yes.
I've forgotten the name of it already.
Yeah, I know.
What's it called?
That's Eurovision.
Oh, my God, what's her song called from Eurovision? Nails. Trapped in between two bits of wood. What was that song called from Eurovision?
Oh, don't get... I don't know.
Brain fart. The one that was just won. Eurovision.
Oh, the one that won.
The one that won. Oh, we're terrible gays. Anyway, for more facts like that, you stick around because we have got one hell of a show for you. It's a busy, busy one again, Neil, because we're ramping it up for Christmas.
We are. That's very true. Yeah, we are.
So that's coming up on the show. And also, we've got, for the first time ever, we've got our very own Kylie Minogue correspondent coming on to talk about tomorrow night's ITV special. He was there in the audience in touching distance from... Ooh, Miss Minogue, someone's got some money. And also where I was.
What?
In a minute.
Brilliant. Song started. Girls Aloud, long hot summer on Gaydio.
Hands Up has got ticks to see them.
They're back,
aren't they? We've got tickets. Yeah, they're back. We've got tickets to go and see them on Thursday night. Honestly, gigs are so in right now, Neil. You've got
gigs great.
Taylor Swift. Aren't gigs? And also, I've got two incredible Christmas gigs to tell you about that are happening this week.
Wow.
If you really want to get into the festive moon.
Good. The bird.
And the lovely.
Get it? Got it?
Good.
Our weekly delve into things that have been going on in the world, the good, the bad and the lovely things. First of all, several countries' gender recognition certificates will no longer be recognised by the UK government. The Business Secretary and also Women and Equalities Minister, Kemi Badenoch, has told the Commons countries that have adopted self-identification or less rigorous policies for transgender people will be removed from a list of approved countries. The announcement follows leaks earlier this week that claim the government has drawn up a blacklist of more than 50 countries which let people transition, quote-unquote, too easily. This week, the Cross-Party Conversions Practices Bill to prohibit gay conversion therapy received its first outing in Parliament this week. Sadly, part of the debate was hijacked by scaremongering about transgender and gender-affirming care. The private member's bill seeks to outlaw conversion therapy. Dr. Gareth Patterson, who's previously undertaken the abusive practice, has told ITV News that MPs need to listen and act on the truth.
Listen to the stories. Actually, you're an elected representative. You've been put into the place that you're in by the people of this country. So understand the trauma and the challenges that people like myself and many others have been through at the hands of conversion therapy and do something about it.
Let's hope it finally gets sorted.
Yes, I do too. But Neil, wasn't his voice beautiful?
Yeah, lovely.
Can we get him on the show just to talk? This is Neil and Debbie. That was delicious.
He was very sexy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Finally, Madonna has always been a strong advocate for people living with HIV and AIDS and made a powerful speech on World AIDS Day during her show in Amsterdam last weekend. She got quite emotional while speaking of how she had been personally affected by the 80s pandemic.
It was a pretty devastating, scary time. And I personally lost so many friends, so many loved ones. I would have cut off my arms if I could have found a cure for them to live. I'm not saying this because I want you to feel sorry for me. I want you to recognize how lucky you are right now to be alive.
Yes!
There we are.
We're going to have more from that speech a bit later on, Neil, and some other breaking Madonna news.
Oh, yes.
Too.
Yes.
All right. banana.
Mariah Carey, big energy on Gadio.
No, Neil, you won't believe this. Look what my finger has poised over.
Oh, what?
'Tis the season to play Mariah. La 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 la. All I want for Christmas. Yeah. Come on, join in.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. My contacts are broken. wonderful, Neil. But right now, at this is Ndebs at Gadio. Quick question for you. What were you doing on Wednesday night? Neil, there's a video I filmed of what Lisa and I, Australian Lisa, my beautiful girlfriend, and I were doing on Wednesday night. Would you like to play it and put the mic?
You're at Madonna.
We went.
Again?
We went.
Oh, my goodness.
To Madonna. Neil, seriously, this gig is the best gig. It's a work of art. I have to tell you what she talked about in that show. It's the last one. She closed her European leg at the O2, and it was just three times, Neil. Three times a lady.
Wow.
So I've got some videos and things to show you a bit later, but right now, we must get to the matter. That is Christmas. There are two things happening next week which are very, very Christmassy. Would you like to hear about the first one?
Yes, please.
Yes. Go and support these events because people put a lot of effort into them, don't they?
That's
organising us to go and have a good time.
Mm.
This one is called A Christmas Gaiety.
Oh.
Why was I attracted to that, Neil? A Christmas Gaiety! And it's at the Royal Albert Hall.
Right.
And it is a queer orchestral extravaganza.
Wow.
Starring Legato Chocolat.
Oh, brilliant.
Pixie Polite, Cheddar Gorgeous, and Peaches Christ! And the BBC Concert Orchestra and loads of other people, and it's just such fun.
Mm.
We can't go because we're going to another Christmas event friend Rob is...
Oh, right.
Go on.
I thought you were
going
to
London
Madonna
at the Royal
again.
Bertie Hall. No. My bank account's empty, so now I can't see Madonna, so spent all money. And there's another thing that my friend is producing, Rob. If you love Rodgers and Hammerstein, it's a musical called My Favourite Things, an 80th anniversary concert at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
Oh,
and I bumped into our beautiful friend, Sir Stephen of Show Tunes, who we used to work at the other place. And he went, "You're not going to that." It's my friend producer. He went, "Oh my God, it's the creme de la creme of Broadway." Do you know who's starring in it?
Go on.
Right, if you know about musicals, you'll know about this. I'm going to say their names wrong. Audrey McDonald.
Right, yes.
Ashley Park. Lucy St. Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Marisha Wallace.
Wow.
Patrick Wilson. Michael Ball. And so many other people.
Michael Ball.
Michael Ball's there. So it's a celebration of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, this
and
is too
And I don't know many Rodgers and Hammerstein songs, love, so we really are going to look like with...
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
There's one. Name me some more, because I've got to learn this in like a couple of days.
Music, come on.
Sound of Music.
Yes.
What else is Rodgers and Hammerstein? My Fair Lady. Oh, Neil, if anyone...
No, it's not My Fair Lady.
I think we should give our tickets away. We don't deserve them.
Belters only. It's called A Life Lesson. Joel Corey on the way on Gadio. Mm-hmm. And Debbie here.
At the Sendebs at Gadio. We love to... We want to see your trees about this time of year, innit?
Mm-hmm.
We want to see pictures of your trees, Christmas jumpers, all the cheesy stuff. We want to see it all.
Yeah.
And Chris Pudger Curly, where's your tree? Because it's usually the best.
I'm going to take you up my loft later.
No, Neil, I said no once. No means no. Over to Twitter, I trot right now. And thank you for shouting at the radio, because we have got the message that the Loreen song that we were struggling for, that won Eurovision this year, was this one, Neil. Remember? Look at the nails! Look at her nails!
Yeah.
God, that box is going to squash her! Join in! Beautiful. Really, really good. Really good. But this has come in vis-a-vis Christmas from Chris, a.k.a.
M3G4. Mm. Oh, this is an end, Ebs. Do you remember Bim Bagsy Betty, who adored the top of our Christmas tree? Yes, I adorned the top of our Christmas tree. Yes, I do remember that. It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it, Chris? She bought us a gift this year. Huh? This is the least offensive one, and it's a set of baubles, Neil. I can't read out the other ones because they're filthy. It's a beautiful pink one with a lovely crown that you hang on the top of the tree, on the tree, and it says, Christmas time! Camel toe and wine.
Joel Corry, Ray, Bed on Gaydio.
Yeah, yeah. There was a brilliant documentary, actually, with Ray, which we must get to. Louis Theroux interviewed Ray.
Oh, very honest. Oh,
and
really?
We know her, Neil, because she was at the Gaydio Pride Awards with who, Neil?
Mm-hmm. With Hilton.
She was performing there last year, and it's a really... We must talk about that, because she's very, very honest. But right now, Neil, there's been some superstars in Gay UK.
Right.
This next person we're about to play was rumoured to be the judge, guest judge, at...
I am Madonna.
...closing gig at the O2, Kylie.
Oh, wow.
And imagine the disappointment when the whole audience was waiting for Kylie to come on and Stella McCartney turns up. You could almost hear everyone going, oh, no! We really wanted Kylie, and we bumped into Paul Burston in the foyer of the O2.
Right.
He's been twice.
Right.
All right? We bumped into him in the, by the T-shirt section, and he turned around and he went, you two again! Oh, I went, you again! So we bumped into him last time. And he said Madonna would never let Kylie be the judge because the reaction Kylie would get
from a
gay crowd.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
The O2 would just, it would just, the roof would fly off like that film Up.
Yeah,
it would just disappear off.
Mm.
So that didn't happen. So we had Stella McCartney. Great. But Kylie Minogue is doing a special on ITV tomorrow night. It was filmed at the Royal Albert Hall.
Mm.
They get all the stars.
Great venue.
And we've got a beautiful friend of ours who was there. And, well, for the first time, he is our Kylie Minogue correspondent. Please come in, the one, the only. Where did I put that clip? Where did I put the clip,
professional
Neil?
Broadcasting here.
No, hang on.
To be honest with you, this link's gone on far too long anyway, so you'll have time to find him.
We'll
have to come back to that. Oh. In the meantime, here is Kylie and her patam patam.
Her what?
Patam patam? What? Patam patam? What?
Sugar Babes and Overload on Gaydio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, haven't we just...
Sexercise!
Vis-a-vis Overloading.
Oh, yes.
Neil, have you...
I can't see you.
I can't see you. We've lost connection. Hang on, here we are. Neil and I are in our respective studios. And I'm in Oxford, and Neil owns most of Hampshire, so he's in St Albans. What am I holding up to the...
Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Yeah, Terry's Chocolate Orange. So we're the ninth today, so I haven't actually even opened this one. So shall I... Here we are. I'll share this with you because I'm that kind of... Oh, it says you're impeccable on the inside.
Good. Lovely.
Okay. Oh, it's probably not good for the environment, but...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is no taste on earth like a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
No, I know. That's very true, yes.
Oh, my God, Neil. Oh, I think I might need a moment alone. Can do the show for a second, for 5 minutes, because this is too nice to share. It's not Terrence, it's mine.
Taylor Swift, It's Over Now. Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio.
Did you hear, Neil? She was named Person of the Year.
Oh, is it Time Magazine, was it?
Time Magazine, yeah. Person of the Year.
Mm.
Person of the Year.
Wow.
I know.
On her billion-dollar tour that she's doing.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
$1 billion. Yeah. Not only was she named Person of the Year, but do you know who was named an incredible Rising Star of the Year?
Go on.
It's someone you and I love from Glee.
Oh.
All right, shall I give you a little clue? Because I'll play it to you, you know, after the news, but this is it.
I don't steal, and I don't beg, but I can feel, and I can cry.
One of the most amazing singers on Glee. Won a Time Award.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So, more about that later. And any excuse to play a clip from Glee, we'll have it, won't we?
Yeah,
Sue Sylvester. We'll have that, so we'll come back to that.
Well, we can't end this link just yet.
No, we've got... How long do I need to take it to the news?
60 seconds. No.
60 seconds? All right. So, on a QWERTY keyboard, top row, Q, then we go W, followed by ERT, and a Y. and a U I O. Then a P, please, Bob. How long have we got now?
No, we've still got another link after we've finished the next song. So,
oh, my God.
I can tell you that on Freedom of Choice today, by the way, I've delved into the Christmas classics. And
I like that.
I found some quite good stuff on the delving through the Galeo archives. Some really good tracks in there.
Please tell me. Is on there.
Jenny Louie.
Yeah, I want that on there. The remix.
That's Peyton, A Higher Place on KDO. Very sadly, he's been posting. He lost his mum quite recently, but he posted some beautiful things on his Instagram profile of how he was spending. He had some lovely moments with her last Christmas, and was saying how important it is to hold on to these memories and to make those memories in the first place. Yeah,
you do need to, love. Yeah, you do need. I light a candle for it. Do you know what his mum's called? I light a candle for her.
I can't remember.
Do you know?
Her name,
can you find out? Because you're friends with him, aren't you?
Well,
since you met in a sauna a few years ago, your eyes
he
met.
Wasn't that like that?
Over the steam, and you sort of looked at each other. No, I don't think you do. I don't make up a thing here. No, that's we'll be thinking of you, please. Neil, I've done that thing where I'm embarrassed. Neil, I've done that British thing where it's an awkward conversation. Right,
okay,
but
right.
I can turn it round because Madonna performs Mother and Father at her celebration tour. It's
really?
One of the most moving.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil, she was crying on her final London show. She was actually crying on it. It was so emotional, baby.
Yes.
It was so touching.
Mm.
And Lisa and I couldn't resist, and we got tickets at the last minute, £97. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
But I will be playing for our limited edition feature called
Desperately Seeking
Madonna, Madonna, Madonna News. Because we are learning more about her on this tour. She's never been so open on it.
Right.
And she really let rip on the
Was there anything
the final
from the
one.
Show that you saw most recently to the other ones you've... were there any extra bits?
It's the best one she's ever done.
Huh?
And when we bumped into Sir Stephen of Show Tunes, who we used to work with, and his beautiful husband, we went for a drink afterwards.
Oh, right.
And we were saying, we all said at the same time, it's not a show, it's a... And we all said, what, Neil?
What?
Well, there's a question for you.
Oh, you said it's
what
not...
What's your Puskusu Wang?
What?
We all said, it's not a show, it's a... Blankety blank.
Experience?
No, an experience! The Madonna tour is an experience! It's not Madame Tussauds! No, it's a work of art.
Oh!
It was a work of art, Neil.
Right.
The thought she went in from having an orgy on Justify My Love into a very, very deep religious piece.
Right.
And she said, did you get why I was doing that? Did you understand why I went from having an orgy into talking about the Book of Revelations?
Artists who have to explain their art, they're not
No,
really
she didn't,
artists,
Neil. And
they?
Actually... Can I just say, there was a lot of people in the audience.
Right.
It wasn't the best audience.
Oh,
you
right.
have to
okay.
give.
Yeah.
If you are going to see an artist like her, you have to give or you won't receive back.
No.
And there were some very middle-aged men and some women, their wives, on Lady Petrol, right, who were expecting, they haven't bought a Madonna album since 1983.
Right.
And they were expecting the greatest hits and they didn't get any of the show. And they sat there with their arms crossed and I went, you idiots, leave that chair to someone who deserves it. Don't go to Madonna gig if you don't get her. Stay at home and just watch MTV.
Hey, you give me something. Nina Debbie here on KDO. We're just talking about Peyton's mum there. I have a little tradition with my mum since I've been living back at home, although something we always used to do in the past anyway. The day that we get the Christmas decorations down, my mum got all excited this year because she said, everybody else is getting theirs out and putting them up and we need to get ours up. So, yes, all right, we're going to. So we had to go up in the loft and I wore inappropriate shoes to climb the loft ladder once I got it down.
Yeah.
Because we've got a little thing in the roof, in the ceiling, in her bedroom, funny enough.
Well, those posh ladders you pull down, it's a death trap.
Yes, it's not that posh,
yeah.
So here is the moment, and you'll hear us getting various bits and pieces down. And I go up and then I pass the stuff down to her. So there's the lid.
Slide it down the ladder. Activity stable.
Yeah, you can take that out and just bring the stable. That's the Christmas tree. Oh, careful. Just be careful with it. Mary and Jesus.
There we are.
And the three wise men.
There they are.
Christmas lights. Small Christmas tree. I think that's probably it.
There we are. Christmas arrives for another year.
And then the lid, put the roof back in there.
Oh, my. You know what? That's missing only one thing, Neil.
What's that?
That was drama that the BBC couldn't write. That was, you only find that on Gaydio. Only find that on Gaydio. Four.
Chemical Brothers. It's called Galvanize on Gaydio. This is Nineveh here. Christmas 2023.
It's not love, is it? It's not, and it's 9th. It's the 9th of December.
Huh?
It's not Christmas yet, is it?
Well, it kind of is.
It's the 9th of December.
I'm feeling quite festive already. I don't know about you.
Well, it's getting on everyone's nerves, Neil, so I can just calm it down a bit. Morning to Jay Miller, who says, fabulous, a very good morning to her from a frosty Oxfordshire.
Oh.
Two pairs of pants today to keep the bottom warm.
Classy.
As I enjoy the jolly fun of This Is NDebs, or should I say Deb Vader. A naughty mince pie, Neil.
Yeah.
I think you just dropped the pie.
Yeah, exactly what pie, yeah. How about Bridget Jones of you as well, by the way?
Yeah, for double pants. Mm, double pants. That gets extra rewards. Well, you need to, Neil. Cost of living. No one can afford to put the heat on.
Right, grab your cocoa. It's 11's this time, and it's time for our deep dive into the archive with our Woo-hoo! Freedom of Choice. Once again, I have delved deep for some Christmas classics in the Gaydio archive this time round. Three Christmassy tunes for you to choose from. The first one, I haven't encountered this before, but I had a listen. I really rather like this. It's RuPaul and Markaholic. Hey, sis, it's Christmas.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas.
There you go, RuPaul with Markaholic. And hey sis, it's Christmas.
Markaholic. Well, I mean, that was... maybe, was that the reaction that they were after?
Yeah,
that's interesting. What's choice number two, please, Neil?
Well, it's Christmas. You've got a bit of George.
Mariah.
Wham.
Oh.
A little bit of Wham, Last Christmas, George there. Mm.
I've got a terrible confession to make on the dance floor.
Oh, no.
I do not like that song.
No.
No, I really don't like that song.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry, love.
It's because you've heard it too many times. Is that what it is?
No, it's, you know, I can understand. I love George more than anything, but I'm just not a fan of that song or Club Tropicana.
Oh?
I like a bit deep. I like my music a bit deeper.
Right,
like Cowboys and Angels.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no, won't be that one. Please, what's number three?
This is, well... it's a new song, actually, but why not? It's Cher, who was an absolute star
Legend.
On Graham Norton last weekend.
Yeah.
This is a DJ, play a Christmas song.
DJ, play a Christmas song. I want to be dancing all night long. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here. And that's the only thing I want this year.
Cher and her vocoder. And DJ, play a Christmas song, choice number three.
Right, okay. She nicks a bit of George Michael's It's Warm Out There, But It's So Warm Out Here from Wake Me Up, doesn't
That's right,
she?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Neil, I'm not being rude.
Right.
But Cher is a current song, so not a deep delve into the archive.
No, no.
And also, you missed my favourite Christmas song of all time out of there.
Well, what's that?
I'll play it to you in a second, but
right.
I'm really struggling with this week's because they were quite poor. But no, we'll take a pick of a bad bunch in a half an hour.
Motorcycle as the rush comes on Gaydio.
That's really, really good, isn't it? Really good.
Meaty.
This is Neil and Debbie here. Loving getting your tweets at This Is NDebs at Gaydio. Good morning to 6502 Geek, who are listening to the songs in the shower. Listening to the songs in the shower. You
Excellent.
Know, there's a strict no nudity policy on this show, so turn that away. At Sendibs, if you'd like to send a message, because we'd love to hear from you. You know, you had Cher as one of our choices a moment ago.
Yeah.
I've got a story to tell you, because I met Cher a week and a bit ago.
Right.
Right? When she filmed for her a TV special thing she's doing.
Right. You and met she told, her?
Yeah.
What, to talk
and
to?
She told the most amazing story of bounce back ability. When, you know, when you have like a bad time and you go, oh, nothing else can go wrong, surely. And then... a great big spud of potato crapness lands on your lap.
Right.
Well, something brilliant came out, something horrible with Cher. Oh. I haven't sold that well. But can I tell you about that next?
Yes, please. Neil? Yeah. I'd like
and also, not to be rude, but this was the song I really wanted to hear.
Right.
R2D2. Love you. It's true. It's beautiful, Neil. I know, please. Yeah. R2D2. Wish you a Merry Christmas. That's much better than. Can I have that as a Christmas song? Please, Neil, because I wasn't keen on any of the other ones.
Featuring the fabulous Tara McDonald, Armin van Helden. Ma-ma-ma.
Oh, ma-ma-ma, Mr. Sexton. At the Sendebs at Gaydio. We have to talk about the glory coming to an end as it currently is. The wonderful LGBTQ plus extravaganza with John Sizzle and so many legendary people being there. Have you heard the news?
Yeah, I believe it's closing, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it is. We must get to that and send them a lot of love because they will be reopening, but we need to get behind them. Also, did you hear about Billie Eilish was outed this week by Vanity Fair?
No.
Variety magazine.
Right.
You don't seem to care about that.
No, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, I will do, but not right now because I've got the clips ready. But at this very moment, Neil, I'd like to take you down memory lane, if I may, to a fabulous TV show which we just adored, starring one of the best characters ever.
Switch it up, gays.
We adored Sue Sylvester, and I'm, of course, talking about Glee. And, well, Time magazine named Taylor Swift as their person of the year.
Right.
And they had a couple of other categories that are quite confusing, really. CEO of the year. That's boring.
Yeah.
An athlete of the year.
But they did
have a breakthrough of the year, and it's someone that you and I love from Glee.
All right.
Here's a little clue for you, if I can play you this. I mean, listen to the voice. Yeah,
oh my goodness.
And this one here. I don't steal, and I don't lie. It's all I feel, and I can't cry. Rizzo, one of the best characters ever in a film, isn't she?
Yeah, totally.
She's tough, but she's like Madonna. She's tough.
Yeah, but she's got a heart.
She's got a heart.
Yeah.
She's gone through a lot, Rizzo.
Rizzo
and Madonna have gone through a lot. You take nothing else away from the show. That's what it is. It's the Breakthrough Artist of the Year, according to Time magazine. And it's Broadway superstar Alex Newell. And I'm so happy that Alex won. And they are going to do amazing things this year. And what a voice. And it just made me realise how much I miss Glee. So should we have another little snatch?
Oh, okay. Yes, please. Yeah.
This is Sue Sylvester.
In the tracksuit.
And I loved it when she used to call, what's his name?
The one we interviewed.
Matthew McConaughey. No, not Matthew McConaughey. What's his name? Matthew Morrison.
Yeah.
And she called him SpongeBob Squarejaw. And I just loved it. But here's the wonderful Sue Sylvester.
I'm going to ask you to smell your armpits.
Oh, yeah.
That's the smell of failure. And it's stinking up my office.
Delight, groove is in the heart.
I was there, Neil, on that song. I was there. And you were there. Yeah, that's us. The next time you hear that, it's made us rich beyond our wildest dreams. Doing the music for that. This is Ndibs at Gaydio. I'm over to Glenn now, Neil, ahead of Freedom of Choice Reveal.
Right.
Christmas special. This will be a hint as to which song we're going to play.
Glenn says, oh my God, vis-a-vis Cher and the special Christmas special she was in London for last week. We were there too, Debs. What a superb night. Oh, if it's the same thing we're talking about, it was an awesome night. Hope you had fun. Please play the new single, Lots of Love. DJ, play a Christmas song, please. Glenn and Bear. And wow. Then the bear emoji. And then, rah! And a photo of Glenn and Bear in front of Cher. Oh, that rhymed!
It's the music that we choose. Limited edition Freedom of Choice next couple of weeks featuring some Christmas tunes. This week I've had some RuPaul, some Wham and some Cher. And
you know when you have the you know the mixture box of chocolates and someone leaves just the Brazil nut and one of those those ones you think, oh, I really don't want that, but I'll have it because it's there. I feel that's what I've been left with, Neil.
All right.
The RuPaul one was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Last Christmas, even though I love George. I just think it's not the best song. That leaves me with Cher, which is going to upset a lot of people because it's not in the archive category. So on your head, because that's all the choice you've given me. Right?
Hi, Decor. Very good.
Let me think about it. We haven't got time to think, Neil, because the news is next, and then some of Madonna's World AIDS speech.
Random clip time, today from a meadow.
Daisy, 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 Daisy.
Thank you. Go.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
KDO. My heart.
Kelly Lee, Unwrap My Heart on KDO. Wow.
Imagine getting that under the tree. Got the receipt for this. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. In a moment, well, what was Madonna talking about here?
To be able to stand up and say, I am a homosexual.
I am! Fancy that. There's a homosexual in Madonna's crowd. Someone else who attracts the LGBT community, because we adore her, is the one, the only...
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie. This Sunday, i.e. tomorrow, ITV are playing out a special that was recorded at the Royal Bertie Hall in London, and we have a correspondent who was there. Tickets went in a fart, Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went for a lot of money. You had to be part of the gold club to be in this.
Yes.
And our beautiful friend, Stewie... who is the long-suffering PA of Catherine Ellis, the diva, gave us this report, filed this for us backstage, well, sort of, at Kylie's special gig, this time last week. Stewie.
This is Stewie reporting here from the Royal Albert Hall. I was lucky enough to party with one of the Minogues, the best one, of course, Kylie, yeah, last week for a recording of an audience with for ITV. The staging was incredible. The performances were flawless, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And definite highlights for us were the locomotion, where she got everyone up, including the celebrities, doing the locomotion. That's a sight to be seen. As well as the global hit, Padam, which I know that you both love.
Mm.
Other highlights were that she sang a couple of songs that are actually not going to be broadcast, one of them being Love at First Sight, which is one of my favourite Kylie songs. You're all in store for a great show, and I hope you all enjoy what you see it on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Bye for now.
Oh, thank you, Stewie. Yeah, yeah. Excellent report from backstage at Kylie's Royal Albert Hall, which we get to see tomorrow.
Mm.
Should we play a beautiful song for Stewie and for Kylie fans? Because it's going to be great tomorrow night. It was meant to be Love at First Sight, but Neil said no.
Well, it's basically what was coming up next, and it's this one. Sigma, Nobody to Love on Gaydio. We're going to be here this Saturday afternoon.
Neil, can I please share with you an incredibly moving thing that happened this week? And it involves the wonderful...
I am Madonna.
Who Lisa and I went to see for a third time.
Wow.
At O2. It's a final gig at London, the European leg. And the bit that gets everyone is when she does a tribute to people she's lost to AIDS. Oh, my God, love. She does it to Live to Tell, and it's changed that song forever for me. And on World AIDS Day, she did the most, and I know you featured it on the news, the most incredible speech in Amsterdam about people that she's lost, and I'd love to share that with you now.
Today is World AIDS Day. Do you know that?
Yeah!
Is that important to anybody? don't know if you understand this right now, but in the early 80s, it was not cool to be gay. It was not accepted to be gay. Did you know that?
No!
Or do you just take it for granted right now?
No!
So to be able to stand up and say, I am a homosexual,
I am!
Was a very brave action. Right, but the point isn't really about that. Can you imagine what it was like in that time when being gay was considered sinful and disgusting, when suddenly the vast majority of the gay community started dropping like flies and people were dying everywhere? When I say they were dying everywhere, I'm not exaggerating. Every day I would wake up and find a new, hear a new story, a new friend. I'd be visiting someone new. I'd be sitting by their bedside watching them die. Hundreds and hundreds. Meanwhile, nobody in the medical community wanted to do anything about it because they said, well, f*** it, they're f***ing, they deserve to die. Whoa. Yeah, that's what they said. It was a pretty devastating, scary time. And I personally lost so many friends, so many loved ones. I would have cut off my arms if I could have found a cure for them to live.
It's just really...
Yeah.
She's crying during this, Neil. And if you get the chance to check out the whole speech, please do.
It's on our Instagram post, isn't it? Yeah, beautiful. One thing, it's Amory, it's Eve, and this is Gadio with Neil and Debbie here on
Surreal.
A Saturday afternoon.
Great song to a death drop to, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really go for it. Like, this is ndebs at Gadio, email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. I know we've talked about it already, Neil, but I believe you've got something vis-a-vis.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album.
Amazing.
Yes, she was on with Graham Norton last Friday. It's well worth a watch if you didn't see it. On the surface, she was with Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks, amongst others.
Oh, that's a pretty lowbrow. Can they get any like A-list Hollywood stars?
Wow. And it was really good. She was Cher. Loads of questions. She even said that she's not a fan of herself at one point. But there was a lovely little moment here, which I thought kind of summed up the interview. It was very good.
And out of Cher, I'm just, it's just that idea of being a diva. Do you ever catch yourself being a diva?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No, I just got to tell you, I am like the least diva that... I just forget to be a diva. I just don't understand it. I'm not kidding. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
She's on there promoting her new Christmas album, and yeah, she was on form. She's great, really good.
Well, we saw her that when she was in London at the special recording, and she told the most amazing story, Neil, of how life threw her a bucket of plop.
Right.
And she came out emerging in Diamante. So she got told she needs to do a disco album.
Oh, right.
And she went, I'm not going to do it, Mama. No way. And she recorded Believe. And, you know, they really tweaked it. The week it was number one, just before the news got broken, it was number one, her record company and her management dumped her.
Oh no, really?
And she turned around and then she found out that it was released out of nowhere, I believe, and it became number one and became her biggest hit.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
She went, not alone, him. Oh, that's the end of that one then.
Little drop of water from Tyler on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here.
Absolutely delicious. This is ndebs at Gadio, email ndebs at gadio.co.uk. Little one to squeeze in here for a fellow fan. Dame Anthony of Murphy has sent me a photo because he knew that we were dressing up as Darth Vader last week for a little thing. Sent me a photo of him in his full Darth Vader outfit.
Oh, excellent.
And he looks fantastic. He's just standing outside like a hall with his helmet on.
Oh.
And it's a stormtrooper, not Darth Vader.
Right.
It looks beautiful. So if you want to maybe hear the Imperial March at 1 o'clock, you can ask Anthony for whatever you like. And if he can't find it,
but play something similar. If you can't find that, we'll ask you to choose again. Breathing. Breathe it in, breathe it out, the dark side. It's Ariana Grande there. And just any excuse to play Darth Vader, really, isn't it? This is Ndibs at KDO on Twitter. And, well, look at the time, Neil. Lisa!
Australian Lisa is here. Has she filed a report this week?
Yes, I believe so.
Ah, excellent. Well, hello, Lisa.
Well, hello, Neil. Oh. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello, Alex. I don't know why my previously amazingly recorded message didn't work properly, but...
No one knew about that.
But... We've had such an amazing week. Since your last show,
yes.
We went to an awesome wedding.
Oh,
we had a terrible train journey, but got delay and repay. Awesome. We went to see Diana the musical.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. And we love Keri Ellis. I would see her in anything in the West End.
Wow.
And then we also saw Madonna for the third time.
Wow.
And Debbie's slightly annoyed because she's a super fan. I'm like normal level fan.
Right.
And now I've become this crazy person who is super in love with her and would even fly to the US to try and see her again in her concert. It was just so good.
Oh, brilliant.
And so I hope that my message worked this time.
Yes.
And that you're having a fabulous show.
Right, okay.
Miss you, love you, mean it. Bye.
Bless you.
We were up until that point, weren't we?
She shone a little light behind the scenes there, didn't she? Well done, Australian Lisa. It's Pink. Never gonna not dance again. KDO.
Well, I'm afraid you are never going to dance again in the glory because the legendary LGBTQ plus venue is going to close.
This is terrible. We had GAY late last week, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And I'm really upset about this because I've been there so many times. Years and years have played there. Christine and the Queens played there. Russell Tovey hangs out there. So many great people. And, of course, the super talented Johnny Sizzle and Johnny Woo, John Sizzle. Mm. And, of course, Gâteau Chocolat. Who have made French for some reason. I do not know why, Neil. I do not know why. But they released a statement this week to say, you know, they've tried really hard to keep it going, but they just can't with regeneration and all the stuff that's going on there.
Yeah.
It's really hard, isn't it?
It's really hard.
But they're going to stay open until 31st of January. So you've got a little while left to go and just show your support. And then they are relocating to another venue, which we have to support. We need to fight for our gay places, Neil.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's totally. So freaking important. Yeah. And vis-a-vis supporters of that wonderful venue, Mel C has just announced... This. Mel C says, to celebrate her birthday, one gig just isn't enough. I am thrilled to announce my after-party night with my dear friend Sink the Pig.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's happening with DJs, drag queens, etc., etc. And it's happening on Friday, 12th of January, London Coco.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Great night out. So if you'd like to go... Drop us a message at This Is Ndebs or on Instagram and Neil will buy you tickets with the millions. He's got more money than Taylor Swift in the bank. So just however many you want, send it to...
It's not going to happen.
It's at This Is Ndebs and I'll forward them to Neil.
All right, that's very kind of you. It's not true.
Sash!
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Glow sticks away right now because we're going from, well, quite hardcore to Christmas Gia. Before we hand over to Anthony Murphy, who is back with Gaydio Requests, anything you fancy hearing, you let him know from 1 o'clock. And this is a special one for you, Anthony, because I know that you're a huge fan. Neil picked a Freedom of Choice earlier featuring Christmas songs, but he failed to pick the best one of it all. And here it is. 'Twas two shows before Christmas. It's hard to avoid. The best Miss Christmas song is by a droid. Best song ever. It's beautiful, Neil.
It's gorgeous, I'd say.
Merry Christmas.
Smug smug ass C-3PO at the end. But it is beautiful, isn't it?
It is gorgeous, R2,
little R2 Christmas song.
Yeah.
Which, we will see you this time next week if you fancy a virtual Christmas buffet, which we will be opening.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, we've got to move on.
I just need something that's real.
That's it for another show. We'll be back here same time, same place next week.
We will. And it's actually compulsory that you wear your mermaid Christmas jumper next week. And you bring along something for the virtual buffet. Because we're going to open it next week. Lambrini will be poured. And really weird coloured crisps will be consumed. Bright orange Wotsits for one.
Oh, yes, please.
Come and join us. It's our final show before Christmas. So all is welcome.
See you next time.
Yeah, I always left to talk on that.
That's fine, but it's finished now.